This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As we enter the month of August, county fair season is nearing its end, but we still have one local fair to look forward to. The Bond County Fair starts tomorrow, August 4th, and runs through next Tuesday, the 9th. And Bond County Fair Board President Craig Woker says there are lots of events for families to enjoy. Craig, as I understand, you've been on the fair board for several years now, so this county fair is nothing new to you.
Well, yeah, I've been around for a while and doing this for a little bit, but every year is a new year with different challenges and different things to look forward to.
And I imagine none of that's possible without the rest of your board members and the volunteers that help you out.
It is amazing with the amount of people that it takes to put a fair on without your volunteers, without your superintendents. It could never happen, and it's one of them things you don't want to start listing people to thank because you'd definitely forget somebody, so you just thank everybody.
Well, great. Sounds like you've got a great group of people to work with in Bond County. And let's talk about the fair. It's going to kick off on Thursday, August 4th. Is there anything new and exciting you want to highlight, or just kind of we can run down the list and go through what's happening each day?
I'm trying to think here off the top of my head. It begins Thursday night with the Little Miss and the talent contest in front of the grandstand, and that's just kind of the first night, just kind of warm things up, and the tractor and truck pulls are on Friday night, and for us, our biggest night is the demolition derby that is held on Saturday night. We also have a lawnmower derby and a power wheels derby that's held in the intermission times, and so that way, in front of the grandstand, there's something going on the whole time, and there's never a boring moment. Sunday night, we have a rodeo coming in, and the Queen Pageant's on Monday night, and then Tuesday night is the parade, and that's the last night of the fair. The fireworks display here in Greenville was rained out on the 4th of July, and they didn't have it, so they came to us and asked us if we'd like to have the fireworks after the parade was over with, and we thought that was a great idea. So about 8:30 on Tuesday night, there'll be a fireworks display that it's going to be set off in front of the grandstand. But I'm sure there won't be a bad place to watch it from anywhere around the fairgrounds.
All right. Well, all of those events you listed sound like a lot of fun and a great time to bring the family. As far as admission to the fair and maybe some pricing for those events, does it vary depending on what event it is?
It's $2 a person to get in the gate. Parking is free. Under 10 is free. And then the carnival has armband nights where $20 and you can ride, the kids can ride all night long on carnival events. And then grandstand events vary anywhere from $15 is the highest for any grandstand event, $12 to $15 for grandstand events. So it's all pretty reasonable, and people come to the fair know there's going to be some expenses incurred, but at the same time you're going to be able to eat some food that you're not going to find anywhere else, and you're going to ride some rides and things that, you know, you're only going to do once a year. And that's what it's all about, is to try and make something for everybody.
Well, you're exactly right. And something else that's really the heart of county fairs and even state fairs is you've got, of course, your livestock shows that have been around 4 years now. So is that something that's usually pretty strong in Bond County?
Yeah, it is. It is. We've had outstanding livestock shows over the last several years, and well, many, many years. And I expect the same thing for this year. We actually a couple years ago started incorporating the goat show, which will be on Saturday. It's amazing how big that's gotten to be. I think it's been big in Northern Illinois for a long time, but now here in Southern Illinois, it seems like it's taken off too. And as we get less and less people involved in livestock, it seems to me it's more important that we have these things out here for people to come out and see them.
All right. Well, definitely looking forward to those. And I know there's, of course, the beef show and swine show and all the other livestock shows to look forward to as well.
Oh, yeah. There's something for everybody with, you know, bunnies and the chickens and it seems like, you know, kids love to come out and see the smaller animals. And I guess I have to say my first memories when I was a kid was the fair. I grew up on a dairy farm and showed some animals when I was 8, 9 years old, and that's kind of what got me hooked on the fair. And now many, many, many years later, I still want to try I want to see the fair remain for the next generations of kids that are out there. So, like I say, there's so many that don't have any idea what's going on out in agriculture, but this is at least a way that they can see some of it that's still out there.
And I think your story is the same as with many fair board members and other just volunteers. You know, they went to the fair when they were kids, and that instilled in them the love for the fair, and then they become your future volunteers.
Exactly. It's kind of hard to, with the amount of work that goes into this, some people don't realize that we are out here doing this for nothing as a volunteer. Several years ago, I'd talked to a person and asked them if they would be interested in volunteering some time for the fair. And first thing out of their mouth was, what does it pay? And some people don't understand what volunteering is, you know. It takes a special person to know what it is and to be able to pull it off.
Yes, and I will ask you something. Of course, Madison County Fair was last week, and they did share some good news. They said they received their premium money as of Monday. So I would ask, I assume that's the same for Bond County?
Yeah, we received ours also, I think it was about last Friday. We got our check in the mail. Makes you feel a lot better.
Sure.
for going into the future here, you know. The way things are with the state in the state of Illinois, you know, none of us know for sure where we're at or where it's going to end up at with all the budget problems and whatnot. We hope that the legislatures don't forget us out here. I think when you look at the whole picture and the amount of money that goes into keeping the fairs going in the state of Illinois, doesn't really amount to too much in the big scheme of things. And I hope they see that and continue to fund us at least at the level we are so we can continue on.
Well, great news, and happy to hear that for the fair in Bond County. Craig, is there anything else on the agenda that we haven't mentioned that you'd like to point out or anything you'd like to share about the fair?
Well, I'd just like to invite everybody to come out, and there's something for everybody, and bring the kids and come out and have a good time. We hope the weather forecast is calling for at least the first part of the fair, kind of warm and humid. Can't do anything about that, but if you haven't been here, we got lots of trees and lots of shade and lots of places to sit. So even if it is warm, there's usually a place you can get out of the heat and cool down. So we'd just like to invite everybody to come out and have some fun.
Craig Woker, president of the Bond County Fair. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.